A rare and previously unknown letter from Abigail Adams, wife of the second president, John Adams, has turned up in the family papers of a judge here in Massachusetts. He donated it to the State Historical Society. The letter was written in 1788 as Abigail Adams was about to set sail from Europe, where she'd been in London with her husband, John Adams, who was serving as ambassador there. He would soon be elected the country's first vice president and then, of course, president. Joining us is Margaret Hogan, Adams Papers Managing Editor at the Massachusetts Historical Society, which now owns the letter. And Margaret, describe where Abigail was at this point in her life when she wrote this letter to her cousin, Cotton Tufts, who lived here in Massachusetts.
She was living in London with her husband. John was the U.S. minister to Great Britain, our first minister to England.
Like an ambassador.
Like an ambassador, exactly. She had been in Europe for just about 4 years, and they were getting ready to head back to the United States. She had enjoyed her time in Europe, but she was a little on the homesick side, missed her children, and was ready to come home.
In the letter, she mixes business, personal thoughts, and political observations. Tell us more about what's in the letter.
The letter is a very typical Abigail Adams letter in that she does talk about a wide range of topics. She's complaining about how troublesome it is her word, to make a move like this, to pack everything up and head back across the Atlantic. It's made more complicated by the fact that John Adams has had to take an unexpected trip to the Netherlands to deal with some last-minute diplomatic business. So he's gone and not available to help in any way. She's quite concerned that a bill for some sherry wine be paid by Cotton Tufts, who serves as her financial agent in the United States.
I love that comment she makes about it. She says, I hope ere long to have the pleasure of drinking some of it with you.
Isn't that lovely?
It's a lighter side.
It is, yes. And I think it shows her character quite well.
She also makes some astute political observations, though, as well, about the new country, America.
Oh, absolutely. She talks both about America and about European politics. And you can tell from this letter, and this is one of the most interesting things about it, how much her time in Europe is influencing how she feels about this new constitution that the United States is still debating and has not yet fully ratified as of the writing of this letter. She feels very strongly that there's need for a stronger government that will hopefully raise American status in Europe and encourage European countries to take America a little more seriously than the British have been willing to do so far.
The letter is 2¼ centuries old. What kind of condition was it in?
It's in very good condition. These Adams letters, because they were written on paper that has a very high rag content to it, tend to actually survive very well.
And letters certainly last a lot longer than text messages or tweets do. I mean, can you imagine more than 200 years from now what kind of historical record we'll be looking at?
We have no idea, and we historians really worry about this because we're not saving documents in the same way. We're also not writing in the same way. One of the things about Abigail is she often would draft a letter first and then write a clean copy. So there was clearly a lot of thought that went into her letters.
What do you get out of reading her letters? Do you hear her voice? Do you feel like you're talking to her?
Very much so, yes. I have been editing Abigail's papers for a while now, and I tend to think of her as somebody I know very well. Abigail was one of the great letter writers of the 18th century, possibly the best there was. And she is very forthright in her writing. She really does tell you what she's thinking. And I like that they're very, not quite stream of consciousness, but certainly they reflect how many different things are going on in her head at any given time. Personal matters, family matters, business matters, political matters, they run the gamut, and they really show all of the different ideas that she's mulling over.
Margaret Hogan is Adams Papers Managing Editor at the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks for talking about this new find.
Oh, thank you very much.